Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, standing by for Doug Stewart taping. This is just taping. Hi, Doug.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, Doug, it's Tom here to Balance. How are you, sir?
I'm good.
Good. Glad that we could finally connect with us. And I appreciate you taking some time. I promise you we'll go easy on you. We're going to talk to Broncos. We're going to give you some time to promote the Stewies and certainly the Doug Stewart Show and, basically talk to Broncos and the Panthers. And that's pretty much it. May throw in a couple NBA questions, all-star questions or something, but nothing too major. Does that work for you?
Sounds good.
All right, so we'll just go in 3, 2, 1. And welcome back to The Balance. Hi, my name is Tom Mark Wiesel, Presidente. Saturday morning, we do this thing called The Balance every Saturday morning. And you're my minions because why? Because you follow us. Great show that we've had so far today. Of course, Ariel Biggs, one of the greatest up-and-coming race car drivers that I've seen by a long time. If you remember, she talked with us live at PRI here in Indianapolis, Performance Racing Industry Trade Show. Great to talk with her. And Matt Hicks from 1070 The Fan here in Indianapolis, talk a little Big Ten action with us. But I tell you what, it's always an honor to have what I call A-list guests that have some time to come on our show and talk with us. And today is no different. Doug Stewart of the Doug Stewart Show and the Stewies. Welcome to The Balance for the first time, sir, and I must say that I am heir of greatness right now, sir.
Wow. I don't know about all of that, but I appreciate you having me on, man. I definitely do.
I appreciate you coming in. You know, I stumbled across your podcast, The Doug Stewart Show, when I was listening to another podcast, and you were actually a guest on that. It's a podcast for, you know, kind of people in the industry. And I was, like, listening to your show, and I was like, well, I got to go listen to that show. And now I'm hooked. So, you know, I've got you subscribed to my iTunes, and I'm hooked. So, you know what? Tell us a little bit about the Doug Stewart Show, for those that are under a rock that don't know who you are. And certainly, obviously, those people in Atlanta know who you are as well. The Stewies, been around for a while. Talk with us a little bit about the Doug Stewart Show and the Stewies.
Right, yeah. Well, the Stewies are actually people that listen to my show. And we broadcast on Spreaker, Spreaker.com, the Spreaker platform, but we're also on iTunes, iHeart, Stitcher as well. And basically it's a sports guy talk show with a kind of like urban flavor, I guess you would call it. I actually co-hosted, I was one half of the Two Live Stews, which was a sports talk radio show with my brother Ryan Stewart back in, we started in 2001. And we were on radio in Atlanta, and we were syndicated nationally for like 12 years. And we actually were on ESPN's First Take for like 5 or 6 years as well, battling Skip Bayless at debate. And so that show ended, and I started my own podcast about a year and a half ago now. And it's doing great. We're picking up listeners every day. It's a lot of fun. We talk about sports, entertainment, guy talk. And it's a good time for 2 hours, Monday through Friday.
And I think you worded sports talk with a little hot sauce or something like that.
Sports talk with hot sauce. I mean, if you've ever listened to my show, if anybody is listening to this this interview, my show is not like any other sports talk show that you probably hear anywhere around. So it's a lot of fun. I don't take myself too seriously, and a lot of times the takes that I have are unique to sports talk radio. 9 times out of 10, my takes and my opinions are kind of different than anything you hear anywhere else on Sports and Guy Talk Radio.
Well, and that's absolutely for sure, and that's why I'm excited to have you on here on The Balance and certainly talking with our minions. We had an opportunity to catch up with you on Friday, which is obviously the day before our show, and tape this interview, so it's really a great honor. Let's talk a little bit about the Super Bowl. Super Bowl 50, the stage is set. It's the Broncos and the Panthers. First of all, the Broncos, I don't think anybody saw that coming against the New England Patriots. Got to talk with us about the journey of the Broncos. Two separate quarterbacks, obviously Peyton Manning and Osweiler were the two of the quarterbacks that got him there. But at the end of the day, Peyton Manning gets credit for yet another Super Bowl, and certainly the fans here in Indianapolis, where we flagship from, are very much ecstatic that it was anybody but Tom Brady and the Patriots in the Super Bowl. And if it had to be somebody to beat the Patriots, by golly, thank God it was Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos.
I actually picked Denver to win this game. A lot of things I thought were going against New England Patriots. They had a lot of injuries. The Denver Broncos were playing at home. And they did have Peyton Manning. And Peyton Manning's definitely not the Peyton Manning that we're accustomed to seeing. He's definitely coming to the end of his career. But when the whole question was up, coming up about, you know, who do you start if you're the Denver Broncos, if you're Gary Kubiak and John Elway, the GM, you know, do you take Brock Osweiler or do you go ahead and put Peyton Manning out there? I never thought for a minute if Peyton Manning wasn't able to go that they wouldn't. It's just because of the experience that he has in the NFL. It's the fact that he's the coach on the field. He can get them in and out of plays and audibles. So that's not Brock Osweiler's forte right now at this point in his career. So I thought Peyton would come in, he would make enough throws to score a couple of points for the Denver Broncos. And I thought that the Denver defense would get after Tom Brady, and they did that this past weekend. And now we got the Denver Broncos in the Super Bowl.
Well, certainly, I think history has shown that Tom Brady doesn't do well in the playoffs on the road, and has never really done well at Denver. So I was glad to see it happen. And I know, you know, from your show, I don't want to spoil everything from your shows, but on one of your shows, you certainly mentioned your great affection for Tom Brady. So I think we're on the...
or just the opposite thereof. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy because I one time used to be a big Tom Brady fan. Actually, set on the record many years ago, I believe after they had won their third Super Bowl, that I think that I would take Tom Brady as the greatest quarterback of all time. But this past year, something changed with my whole narrative on Tom Brady and that organization. With the whole Deflategate thing, and I know a lot of people say the Deflategate thing wasn't that big of a deal in relative terms, but I would argue that. I would say in relative terms, it's not just that one incident. It's been the culture of cheating there in New England pretty much over the last 15 years under Bill Belichick. And I'm not talking about, you know, a little thing here or there. You're talking major incidences where that organization and that head coach have been fined, you know, I believe $1 million I don't know. Completing passes, but I believe it did for to a degree, and that's why the NFL had a rule and an order in place as far as the weight of the football. Then you add on top of that Spygate and all the other incidences of under Bill Belichick, and to me it just seems like that the entire culture there for the New England Patriots is that of a cheating organization.
Absolutely, and I don't think you're going to get anybody as far as in our listener arena or here in Indianapolis or Denver that's going to disagree with you. You know, we love
right.
Peyton Manning, and certainly we're excited to see him in another Super Bowl. And you know, we couldn't make it happen here with the Indianapolis Colts this year, and just a lot of things happened. And hopefully Chuck Pagano and Grigson and Ursay can all play nice in the sandbox for the next 4 years. And let's come back and get some work done next year, because honestly, I don't think Peyton Manning is going to be with the Denver Broncos next year. And you know, I don't know if Brock Osweiler is the quarterback, future franchise quarterback, if you will, of the Denver Broncos. But Peyton Manning, win or lose, is this his last year we'll see him in the number 18?
Oh yeah, I believe so. I definitely believe so. And you know, speaking of you guys, I actually picked you guys to win, or not win, but go to the Super Bowl this year. And obviously, you had a ton of things go against you. The injury to Andrew Luck this year, who missed a ton of games. You guys couldn't catch a break. But as far as Peyton Manning, yeah, I definitely think this is his last year. Clearly, he's lost a lot of velocity on his ball, doesn't have the movement that he once did. Was never the greatest athlete, but he was a guy that could definitely manipulate the pocket and avoid the rush, and he's just lost a lot of that. If you looked at last week's game against the Patriots, he missed on a lot of throws, and not only – physically, is he not the same guy? But because he didn't have the work with his wide receivers the entire year, it seemed like they were kind of off a little bit chemistry-wise. So, yeah, I don't see any organization, any team in the NFL, you know, bringing in Peyton Manning to be their starting quarterback. I mean, at this point and at his skill level, you would probably be better off going with a younger guy, a guy that you drafted, and just building towards the future. And not saying Peyton Manning hadn't had a fantastic year. First ballot Hall of Famer, I would say top 3-4 quarterback to ever play the game, but I do believe that this is his last hurrah.
And I agree with you. I don't see any reason why he would come back to the Broncos, win or lose. The Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. What are some of the keys that you see if you're looking at the Super Bowl? Maybe you're a novice sports fan, or maybe you're the serious Vegas bettor. What are some of the contrasts that you're looking at for the Denver Broncos against the Carolina Panthers in Super Bowl 50?
Well, I mean, the most obvious thing is the difference in the quarterback. And, I mean, without a doubt in my mind, Cam Newton's going to be the NFL's MVP this year. And you're talking about a guy who had 45 touchdowns that he was accounted for, 35 passing and another 10 rushing. He is the ultimate X factor. I do believe that the rush is going to be a big thing, and turnovers are going to be a big thing in this game. I definitely believe that Carolina Panthers are going to get after Peyton Manning once again. He is not the same quarterback that we have seen in the past. At some point, a couple of points in this game, I believe he's going to make some mistakes. The Panthers will capitalize. And once again, the X factor and the guy that can make throws, the guy that can make plays with his legs and his arm, is Cam Newton. I mean, this is Cam Newton's time. Usually I pick the veteran team. I pick the veteran quarterback. Once again, the defenses cancel each other out, and because of Peyton Manning and the way he's been playing over the last couple of weeks and this year in general, I got to go with the young guy. I got to go with the young lion in Cam Newton and winning Super Bowl 50 in California this year.
Is Cam Newton the MVP for 2016?
Oh, it's not even a question. It's not even a question. The MVP has always been talked about, you know, the most valuable player to your team. In effect, if you take this guy off their team, how much would it account for as far as losses or lost production? And I can't think of anybody else that's more important to their team, that's more valuable to their team than Cam Newton is to the Carolina Panthers. I would say if you took Carolina, or if you took Cam Newton off the Carolina Panthers, they'd probably win half the amount of games that they won this year. Okay, they won, 15-1? Lost one game to our Atlanta Falcons here in this city. But, yeah, Cam Newton is the guy that single-handedly has won games for the Carolina Panthers this year. You got to remember, and your listeners got to remember, this guy didn't even have his number one target in the Benjamin kid. So lost him at the start of the season, and he had to rely on guys like Ted Ginn Jr. and Jericho Cotchery, guys like that would normally be third stringers on most teams in the NFL. And the best target that he has is Olsen. But outside of that, a bunch of guys that I would call second, maybe even third team receivers and targets, Cam Newton basically made chicken out of chicken soup. Or actually chicken soup out of chicken. How's that go?
Chicken soup out of the chicken. Hey, you know what?
You know what I mean.
I know what you mean. Absolutely, I totally agree with you. I like the Panthers. I like what they've been able to do. It's certainly a great success story for Cam Newton. But you know, a lot again talking about our relationship with other teams from fans here in Indianapolis. A lot of us like Bruce Arians. Obviously, he led the Indianapolis Colts when Chuck Pagano got sick with leukemia and was able to lead that. And because of his success there. Got noticed and was able to go over to Arizona and certainly have been able to put the pieces together. And one of those
right.
intricate pieces that I would argue that maybe even if it's without question that Cam Newton is the MVP, if there was an honorable mention, if you will, Carson Palmer should definitely get that award.
Oh, yeah, definitely had a fantastic year, the best year of his career. It's crazy because they don't hand out the MVP award until after the season. And, even they're supposed to, I believe, make their votes and cast their votes before the Super Bowl. So, you've been able to see Cam Newton through an entire season, through the playoffs, just basically put the Carolina Panthers on their back and propel them to the big game. Now, Carson Palmer has had a fantastic year. Once again, the best year of his career. I would almost think that he's probably going to come in third in this thing. Even though I think that they're a bunch of cheaters, I think he's probably going to come in second place. I think he's probably going to come in second place, and I think Carson Palmer is going to come in third. He had a tremendous year, but once again, Carson Palmer seems like that in the playoffs when the lights are bright, that he kind of falters a little bit, and so he struggled in the playoffs, and definitely the first game and the first win in the playoffs, definitely struggled in the second game against the Carolina Panthers, throwing a ton of interceptions. So he had a fantastic year, but not the year that the two guys in front of him, I believe, had in Cam Newton and Tom Brady.
Well, absolutely. It could be an exciting game between the Carolina Panthers and Denver Broncos. You know, I was looking at and listening to some other shows this week, and they were talking about lopsided Super Bowls. And, several of the lopsided Super Bowls that ended in a loss, Denver's been involved with. So this is probably not going to be any different. If you look at the margins of points compared to even when maybe that – when Peyton was healthy, and you look at a very healthy Cam Newton, this has the potential of being a perfect storm for the Carolina Panthers and just kill them. Or, on the other hand, the Broncos have an opportunity to make history. Either which way, we're watching history being written, and it's the Super Bowl 50 as well. You don't get they're not even using Roman numerals anymore, so I noticed that.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a great game. I think the line now has already jumped up to like 6 points. When it started out, it was 3.5. Carolina was giving up 3.5. So it's already jumped to about 6 points. So Vegas and fans, sports fans in general, they like the Carolina Panthers big in this game. And I got to tell you, I've looked at this thing up and down from left to right, and I don't see how this game isn't a blowout. Now, I mean, every team's got a puncher's chance. Obviously, we've seen upsets before. That's the way, upsets work. They happen when no one, expects them to happen. But that being said, I mean, I talked about this week on the DougStewartShow.com. This reminds me so much of, I believe it was Super Bowl 29. I looked it up. The San Diego Chargers versus the San Francisco 49ers. You remember before that game, everybody was saying how the Chargers had a great chance.
Sure.
They had a shot. But really, in the back of your mind, you knew that the Steve Young-led San Francisco 49ers should roll, and they did that. I mean, just on paper, you play the game on the field, but on paper, if you look at the matchup, you look at the fact that the Carolina Panthers have just dominated all year long, really should be undefeated and vying for the best record in the NFL's history, surpassing even the 72 Miami Dolphins. I don't see any way based on the matchups, based on the personnel. Once again, I've said it earlier, I believe that Brady or Peyton's going to at some point make some mistakes, turn the ball over. I think turnovers are going to be big in this game, and I like the Carolina Panthers to roll.
Well, absolutely, and, that's where you hail from anyway, so you have some loyalty there to the Panthers. Anyway.
Maybe I'm a little bit biased. I'm actually originally from the state of South Carolina, and I live in Atlanta. Cam Newton's from Atlanta, so maybe subconsciously – I'm kind of rooting for the Carolina Panthers, but we'll see. I really feel confident about, you know, a Carolina win, so we'll see what happens in Super Bowl 50.
You know, a lot of people say Cam Newton's just celebrating. A lot of people say, and it's a generational thing. If you talk to people who are younger, you know, in the millennial ages or younger, they say, oh, he's just celebrating. It's no big deal. You talk to old farts like me or other people who are, you know, we've kind of been conditioned to Peyton Manning and other great quarterbacks, even
right.
Brett Favre or Aaron Rodgers never showboated to the point, and I use the word showboat, but maybe that's not the right adjective to use. But a lot of people think that when you're that good and you're the MVP and you're taking your team to the Super Bowl, all of that is not needed. Do you think that Cam Newton's a showboater or just someone who likes to celebrate when things go good?
No, he's definitely a showboater, but I don't have a problem with it. I played football my entire life, and it never had an issue with that. And it was always talked about or always said, you want to stop a guy from showboating, stop him. And, you know, Cam Newton, this is his personality, and I talked about it yesterday. One thing we're forgetting, and, yeah, a lot of times it feels like it's excessive, but this truly is this guy's personality. Once again, he's from Atlanta, and I know people that actually attended high school with him at Westlake High School in College Park, Georgia. And they said that this is this guy's personality. One thing you also have to remember, and I haven't heard a lot of conversation about this, and maybe the closer we get to the game, we'll start to hear a lot more about it. But Cam Newton last year came very, very close to losing
sure.
his life. If you
right.
remember the car accident that he was in,
absolutely.
If you go back and look at the pictures, the entire cab of his truck was caved in. And I've seen a lot less of an accident where people actually died. And I really just think that Cam Newton's looking at it as a second chance at life, and he's going to live life to its fullest.
Right.
He's always smiling. He's always happy. He's high-fiving. He's giving little kids footballs. I mean, he's the Santa Claus of the NFL. He gives little kids footballs as presents. And so I really think it's genuine. And if his teammates didn't like it, and if his teammates thought that he was fake or this whole thing was contrived, they wouldn't have the same – veracity for celebrating and taking the pictures as Cam does, but you always see they're with him. It's like they support him 100%. He's gotten them to the Super Bowl, so in effect, how bad can it really be?
I agree. I mean, I don't think he's hurting anybody. I think he hurts the people's feelings when he grabbed opposing players' flags when they different things like that. I think he hurt haters will be haters, as they say, hurt their feelings as they will. You know, but, you know, such is life. And I'm glad to see Cam Newton where he's at. We're talking with Doug Stewart. Certainly one of the best sports talk show out there, that's for sure. From the Doug Stewart Show, and certainly him and his brother do a show down there in Atlanta. Are you guys national with that show now, or is it just
no,
there in Atlanta?
No, I guess technically we are. Yeah, the Two Live Studios, once again with my brother, we do a show on Saturday mornings on 640 WGSC here in Atlanta. And it's only an hour. We basically do a recap of the previous week in the world of sports and entertainment, and we kind of preview that weekend's game. So it's 11 a.m. Eastern time on 640 WGSC in Atlanta, but we're also on iHeartRadio as well. And you can go back and listen to all of the last 3 or 4 months' previous episodes there as well. And it's just like the Doug Stewart Show, but it's my brother with me. And it's a lot of trash talking. You know, we're kind of like the Cam Newtons of sports talk radio.
Well, I love it. I tell you what, I've not got to hear the two of you guys together, but I love your show, and certainly they can catch it at DougStewartShow.com, and there's various different ways on iTunes. I subscribe to it, and I see I've got a new one even right here as I'm looking at it. You know, one final question, Doug, and I really want to tell you how much I appreciate you taking some time to join us here on a Friday evening and taping this for us so that we can air tomorrow morning on our show bright and early, actually, while you're doing your show at the same time. You know, I was listening in one of your recent, this is not a gotcha question. I hope it doesn't come out that way. But, you know, I was listening to one of your recent podcasts. Again, I love your podcast, and those people who have not heard it don't understand where you're coming from and the flavor that you're coming from. I would tell people that it's maybe a more of a PG audience. I will say that.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is, and maybe you know where I'm going with this. The title of this, Wanna Fight Blake, huh? Now you want to fight fight Blake Griffin. Here's the thing. I listened to that podcast, and I listened to what your breakdown of the press release from Blake Griffin. Apparently, got in a fight with an equipment manager, and apparently they're pretty close friends. And you kind of went on to say that Blake is pretty soft. And I'm going to quote you. I'm not putting words in your mouth. If it comes across as if you basically said at times he could be a bitch on the court. And you came short and came right to the line of saying that you think Blake Griffin is gay. Do you think Blake Griffin is gay?
Oh, I have no clue on whether he's gay or not. And if he were, that's fine. I mean, this
yeah,
is
2016. Sure, right.
This is 2016. Right. What I will say is it's kind of shocking to me that no one's kind of, you know, discussed that a little bit more, because if you listen to the statement that he made, I've never heard a friend talk about his guy friend in terms of someone that I care about a lot. So that kind of raised my eyebrows a little bit. And then just the circumstances, the whole thing seemed kind of strange. And once again, if he is, I mean, that's fine, and no one said that. But, you know, I look at these stories, and I kind of try to read between the lines. And this almost, to me, seemed almost like a lover's quarrel. Yeah, now listen, I'm not saying that Blake Griffin is gay or not. And if he is, once again, that's fine. But it's just kind of interesting that he's this tough guy with this little small guy. You know, Blake Griffin's one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen. And from what we understand, he pummeled this guy. This guy's supposed to be his friend. And the guy left the restaurant. He followed him outside, and he hit him again. So it's definitely not a good look. And I don't know. Chances are we might hear more details on this down the road. I don't know.
Absolutely. Doug Stewart going to be an investigative journalist in the sports world.
Doug
Stewart Show. I tell you what, it really is an honor to have you on. I love your podcast. I encourage everybody to go listen to it. Where can people find your work and your masterpieces, sir?
Well, bottom line, the easy way is just to go listen straight on Spreaker. I promote the DougStewartShow.com. We actually have a website. We also have our own app in iTunes, the Doug Stewart Show, if you were to search that. But the easy way to just go straight to Spreaker and listen to the show live and then listen to all the previous podcasts is just go to StewartMediaAndEntertainment.com. And that'll take you straight to my page on my network. I actually have a network where we air other shows on the network as well, other great shows, Sports and Guy Talk. So, but just go straight to StewartMediaAndEntertainment.com. And you'll log right into the Doug Stewart Show.
Doug, I really appreciate you taking some time to join us today, and I hope you have yourself a good weekend, and I look forward to hearing your next show, sir.
Man, I appreciate it. Had a blast. Thank you for having me on.
Thank you. Okay, Doug, are you there?
Yeah.
I appreciate it, buddy. I hope I didn't catch you off guard on that last question, but
I was listening to it earlier
when I was driving, and I thought, well, man, I want to approach it in the right way, but yet a fun way. So I wanted to make sure that you knew that it was all cool. All right, buddy. I appreciate it. I love your show, man. Keep up the good work.
No problem. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I'll email you out a copy of this, and we'll get it up on SoundCast and stuff too as well.
Okay. Sounds good, man. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Doug. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.